This is Krista in the Morning Rush podcast. It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. One thing that we find quite enjoyable is going on to Facebook and finding people are going at it because, number one, they don't have a life. Number two, they still don't have a life.
You know what? And it's the ones that don't have lives that always have the best arguments.
They really do.
The best catfights come out of the most airheaded broads, if you will.
Airheaded broads.
Airheaded broads.
Yes. Well, absolutely. Today we actually have a foursome. Ramon, Katia, Susie, and Dave. This will be a gem.
I think so.
All right, I'll play Katia. Shady, you play Ramon, and then of course Aaron, you're gonna play the other two.
Ah, yes.
Dave.
Side characters. Yes, this was
very
actually
good.
Sent to us by Dave.
Oh,
he's been
good.
In a previous Facebook fighting. Nice guy.
Okay. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
Dude, I don't even know why I put up with chicks anymore. I was hooking up with this hot chick. She was one of Katya's friends. I won't say which one, but I think you all know who it is. Well, we were about to get it on when she ruined it. She had just finished with me, and I was feeling pretty good about that night. Then all of a sudden, she laid back and expected to do the same thing for her. Guys like me don't do that. I have too much dignity for that. She was being so selfish and gross about it. Who needs it anyway?
Yeah, you have so much dignity, Ramon. That must be why you're whining about a girl out on Facebook. I mean, how can she be selfish if she did your little thing first? A girl needs some love too, and it's guys like you that make us hate sex. Honestly, it's probably better that you walked out before she could even endure the terrible experience you were offering.
Oh my God, would you both please be quiet? It's the most embarrassing. I even hooked up with Ramon in the first place. Can we not talk about it here?
Well, fine. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I didn't want to play your pink accordion. I just don't like doing it. I have a weak gag reflex, unlike you, Katya, and you need to shut the f*** up with all that feminism stuff. All of a sudden, it's like expected of me or something to be a woman's pleasure center. If I wanted a taco platter, I'd go to Taco Bell.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Sorry, Ramon. I didn't realize our snappers were such an obligation for you. Being a big-ass hat must be so hard for you with all of our feminist ideas like a woman enjoying sex. You best get off your stage, boy, before we pull you off.
Hey, guys. Maybe it's just the opinion of your old youth pastor here. But I think you should use Facebooking for more positive things. Like, I try not to judge, but it's hard when you kids are talking about such ghastly things. If you ever want to talk, you can come hang out at the church with me. We can play some Mario Kart, just shoot some hoops. You got your pal Dave here. My ears are always open.
Really, Dave, no offense, bro, but this probably isn't the conversation for you. We're here talking about Susie's Venus flytrap and why I don't want to put my face near it. Katya's being more peachy than you about it. I'm done with this whole thing.
See, man? Way to be the bigger person. By the way, if you should check out my YouTube series, Vlogging for Jesus, it's some good family-friendly comedy. Like and subscribe here, man.
Oh my God, we have gotten so off topic here. Can all you guys please just shut up for a bit? This isn't that hard. Just be nice to women and stop whining that they expect things from you, okay? All right, fine, now I'm done. All right, wow, that was a very...
A lot going on.
Yeah, a lot going on in a certain area. So there you have it. Now we are actually going to be speaking with our boy Ramon. Ramon, what is going on, man, with you and being very, I don't know, intricate with the woman's lady part there?
Oh, absolutely, man. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm not intricate at all. I mean, I just feel like I'm just like, I know what I like. I know what I don't like. And I'm just honest about it. Like, that's what everybody's not understanding. It's like, I'm just being honest. Okay, which is like a quality that women f***ing love in guys. So I'm just being upfront and just being like, no. Okay,
you know,
like I'm good on tacos.
There's things you gotta.
Oh my gosh.
There's things you gotta lie about, man. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just gonna put it.
No,
in,
see,
in
that's
a,
why. Honestly, I mean, no disrespect. I'm just a
better
man than you.
You're just.
Oh wow.
Okay, I don't need to like f***ing, like come in here and be like, no, like. I got to do everything
right,
the way
buddy.
Women want. Like, that's bullshit.
All right, cool your jets for a second.
Wow.
Now,
he's angry.
Now, if you were in a woman's shoes, and, you know, I'm sure that you like to, you know, you like the reciprocating part of that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you not?
Yeah, it's called f***ing. That's
Jesus.
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's eventually what it leads up to, but, you know, that's.
Wow.
Wow, you know, man, you seem like you know what you want.
It's kind of hot that he's so like aggressive with that word. I
was gonna say he's very aggressive and knows what he wants.
You call me on the radio here, like you're attacking me and look, Katya, like all these. Look, I'm just saying, I can get you. You give me like, hold on, let me just see. I can pull out my phone.
Yeah, let's see.
I'll text some women.
Yeah,
how many? Call
6, 7,
okay,
8, 9.
And like confirm this. They love it.
Oh my God, you're killing me, dude. I love it. Well, lo and behold, I don't think Katya, you love it so much, do you, girl?
No, not at all, actually. Why are you being so crazy about this? Like, I don't understand why you think women are going to go for this. Like, what is the big deal?
I'm not saying the women are going to go for it one way or the other. I'm just saying that for me, my preference, some people like mayonnaise. Some people don't.
Maybe he is scared, you know?
And it's ridiculous to me. You won't put your face in it, but you'll put your most valuable thing into it. Like,
doesn't make no sense.
What is that?
I'm just saying that it's just something that, for me, I think it's very natural to put my most powerful thing in it.
Okay. Most powerful.
Like, that's very different.
Wow.
Okay? It's just not even really meant to do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's just a very different thing. Okay? Like, it's just like apples and Taco Bell.
This
guy's
hilarious.
They just don't go together.
So, I'm just assuming that you, Ramon and Katya, have you ever tried to do the shebang or lay down or taco, whatever you do?
Did you ever try to do the taco talk?
I don't know.
Taco talk, yeah, that's
Taco talk. That's good. To put it lightly.
Well, I mean, no, I mean, I feel like there was one drunk night or something, but like, honestly, like,
you were drunk.
Maybe I can play piano, but I'm not getting all like, you know what I mean. I'm not riding the wave.
Do you think you would give it another shot though, man? With the right, you know, environment and candles and ambiance, maybe some Al Green in the background.
No. But here's the thing: I don't want to do this again.
Oh, okay.
It's ridiculous.
I figured that.
Disgusting. Like, he's disgusting.
Oh, come on. Are you f***ing lying? What
disgusting.
Are you talking about?
Oh,
disgusting, aggressive, all the above. Yeah. Welcome
Seriously,
to manhood, my friend.
You're so grossed out by the female form, and like, that's fine. You can go not touch someone else.
Yeah. I'm just assuming, Ramon, when you lay in bed, you have a mirror above your bed that you just look at yourself at.
Oh, yeah. One of those.
Well, no, I mean, it's not like a it's like there's three panels of mirrors.
Oh,
like,
yeah, it's not just one mirror.
That's awesome.
I've got a whole surround system to watch my homemade.
All right.
You're a garbage person.
Yeah, that about sums it up.
All right,
I mean,
so,
look, I'm just saying at the end of the day, I'm being honest, and a lot of you out there are just like diving in and like coming up for air every 5 minutes lying. Okay?
It is
so,
like
you can throw all the shade you want. I'm just telling you how it is.
No need to throw my name under the bus in this, okay?
Yeah, it's something Shady enjoys doing.
Yeah, no, you know. No, come on, now.
Good point.
Thank you.
You see the love of your life, but you're too scared to talk to them. Krista and the Morning Rush help you find love with missed connections.
Yes, honey, it's time for some missed connections. Maybe you're out and about kayaking like Aaron did and saw some stunning young buck next to you.
It happens all the time. I see him on the bridge. I'm like, you're the love of my life, but I'm stuck here in the middle of the lake.
That's right. I can't really get you right now. So I'll go to Craigslist and write a nice little note, and hopefully Chris in the Morning Rush will read it.
Yes, so I have one today from Men for Women.
Oh, very good.
And it's titled, Bang Bang Shrimp Me.
I can't wait.
A foot fetish is a totally normal thing for a guy to have.
Mm.
I saw you and your toes by the hoofer place with all the kayaks. Oh, I know the one.
Oh my gosh!
You were relaxing in the sun, and I was there with my buddies. I didn't say anything because my friends can be pretty brutal, but I would like to go out sometime. And if you're not into that, a casual hookup would be cool too. You just haven't lived until you've had my mouth slobbering and suckling on your sweet little pigs.
Oh my god, really?
Everyone feels weird about it at first.
Dork.
But I promise you that you'll enjoy it. If you want me to buy you dinner first, I can do that. I'm well-to-do and I can provide for you. Let me be your sugarfoot daddy.
Ah, have you ever shrimped a woman or a man, Aaron?
Not their toe. I have sucked on a girl's like fingers.
Oh, okay, but not the
but
toes.
That's normal.
I've been asked 3 times in my life. I'm like, why do you want to do that?
Well, I think it's about to be 4.
Oh my God, you're so dumb. All right, get ready. This is Women for Men. It is titled, A Mile High Connection.
Beautiful.
Oh. Hey, I think I still have some of your DNA on my blouse.
Oh God, that's disgusting.
That just happened. I should read this before. We sat next to each other on a plane from Chattanooga to Madison. You might remember me as the girl who made that plane ride special for you with my quote-unquote technique.
Oh, God.
From the minute you sat down, I knew you were making advances towards me. Good thing for you, I'm separated and was into you in the content of your sweatpants.
What, did you have, like, chocolate down there?
No. A lot of things happen when you wear sweatpants. I really should have brought some wet wipes with me, but I never expected a guy like you to come along. Tee-hee-hee, ha-ha.
Oh, God.
I gave you my number, but you haven't called. I hope you check here because you lost it and not because you're a hit-it-and-quit-it kind of guy. If it turns out you're married, don't contact me. I don't want to churn a married man's butter.
Wow, I wonder what happened up there. How come that never happens to me on airplanes? It's so sad.
It's weird. One time when I was flying to go see my dad, because unfortunately he was very sick and he passed away actually that weekend. But there was a pilot that was sitting next to me that was flying somewhere. The entire time he was hitting on me. While the entire time I was looking outside the window crying, knowing what I was going to see that weekend. But the dude was hitting on me. Not the right time, my man.
No, like every other time.
Every other time. It's cool to have a captain hit on you.
She can't help that she's popular. Open-ended advice with Krista.
It's Krista in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Something that I enjoy doing here each and every week to help out my girls is open-ended advice with Krista. And today we actually have on the line Caitlin. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good, sweetie. So what's going on?
I need your advice. I hate to admit this because I kind of feel embarrassed. I feel very plagued in the intercourse department. I can seriously say I believe I have never had one of those huge blow your mind orgasms.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I feel like I'm missing something, and I would just want, I'd kill for having like a porn star experience. You know what I mean? Where like you just, you got everything you wanted.
Right.
And I've never had that. And well, I feel like there's something wrong. Is my flower forever wilted? What's going on?
Okay, well, first of all, Caitlin, girl, join the club. I think majority of us women look at these stupid porn videos and we're like, that doesn't happen. When does that ever happen? That never happens. So I really don't think you're in the department in that solo. But I'm curious, are you talking about like when you're never, you have intercourse, you just never, ever have an orgasm?
Quite literally, yeah. And I've had multiple partners, and it's still the same thing. I don't know. Maybe they all just don't know how to handle my body. Mm-hmm. Maybe I don't know. Yeah. Maybe I'm broken. I don't know.
Oh, honey. Well, there could be a couple things I think that, you know, could be going on. Well, first, it's true. So you're a single lady is what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So... you might not have met a guy who has, taken care of your body the right way. A lot of that has to do with communication. So, of course, when you're single, you know, not a lot of, you know, that's kind of uncomfortable to be like, okay, now I need you to do that and I need you to do this. But communication with your partner is key. You know, you could, you know, maybe go and see your doctor. You know, some of this could be something that's going on down south. I know they do like physical training for your actual vagina. This is something that actually is being done. Your cervix might be tilted back a little further than a normal girl. So sometimes, you know, that can be a problem. You know, you could also do the old school Kegels. Remember doing those? Those are always fun.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Yeah. I know the housewives do it where they use something else. I think it was an egg. I'm like, I am not doing that. But Kegels are always a good option. You could also do foreplay. I don't know. Do you do foreplay with your guys?
I feel like guys are just being really selfish.
Ah, yes.
All the guys that I've been with, they just don't like. They just do them. That's exactly what it's been. So I feel like I just need to fight for my right to have VO.
Well, for sure. Well, if that's happening, if they're all about themselves, I would just kick them out of your bed or just push them off your bed and then just grab your battery operated boyfriend and then just go to town on yourself. It's fine. Does that give you, I mean, I don't know. Or you can get numbing gel. I guess numbing gel, you know, that tingly stuff. I mean, anything like that. So,
right.
You know, there's options. I don't know if you've tried any of those options, but nonetheless, you're always your own best friend.
You're right. That, no, it, this helps, and it really just helps you to, like, to hear you reiterate how I'm feeling. So I'm in a good place now. Thanks for the advice.
Oh, you're welcome, girl, and happy O's in the future.
Yay!
Download the podcast. Download the podcast now.